WTAW News Time is 8:05. 61 degrees right now at the studios. Winds up quite a bit right now as the rain enters the area. We'll have your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station High School Board has named a 39-member committee to change the boundaries of the district's 5th through 12th grade buildings. It's the first rezoning since the opening of College Station High School. Part of the board's three-hour discussion on Monday was addressing public comments about the track of so-called purple schools leading to College Station High and the maroon track to consolidate it.
And I'm almost to the point that if I hear maroon track or purple track, I'm going to throw up. I mean, it was just, I think that's where the divide is in the community, whether it's a maroon track or purple track.
In addition to comments from Michael Schaefer, Carol Barrett suggested a makeover of the intermediate and middle schools.
I'm going to make you fall out of your chair right now. If I had to do it, I would change all middle schools and intermediate schools to have their own colors, and there would be no maroon and purple and until you got to the high school.
The board charged the committee with recommending when new high school boundaries would begin. College Station's third intermediate school opens in August 2017, and the third middle school opens in August 2018. For the second time this month, Texas A&M President Michael Young was the featured speaker at an employee forum, this time the invitation of the university's staff council.
The two main ideas discussed were staff growth and staff support. Young offered several options to enhance staff support, including a tuition assistance program beginning this fall.
It will be $1,000 per class, up to two classes in the fall and the spring semester for full-time employees who have been here a year. And more details of that will be forthcoming, but that will cover roughly in almost all cases about 80% of the tuition that you would otherwise pay.
Young also discussed health and wellness improvements and easier access for staff to campus events, including athletic games and theater programs. Young's entire presentation is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan police are investigating two armed robberies that were reported Tuesday. One was at a home on Cottage Grove Circle off of Finfeather between Turkey Creek and Biddle Lane. Just after 8 p.m. Tuesday, a man said he was robbed at gunpoint and assaulted by one man he knew and three strangers. The other was around 3 a.m. Tuesday at the Fast Star convenience store at Highway 21 and West William Joe Bryan. Two suspects entered the store with their faces covered. One showed a gun. No demands were made and no property was taken before they left in a dark-colored four-door car. Surveillance video is online at WTAW.com. Anyone with information is asked to call BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. The scheduled headliner at last week's Chili Fest is still off the road. ZZ Top posted on its website canceling concerts through May 7 due to a broken shoulder sustained by bassist Dusty Hill two nights before the Chili Fest show. Hill compared it to an injury sustained in contact sports. The band's manager said he tripped on a step while on his way to the stage, something that others had done earlier in the day. You can read more online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 60 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news on the way at 6:30. At 8:30, I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email Sam at bryanbroadcasting.com.
8:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders. For more than 30 years, they also do polyurethane concrete raising of driveways and such. That's anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Plenty of clouds this afternoon with scattered showers and thunderstorms expected, high in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms gradually taper off tonight, low dropping into the lower 60s. For Friday, skies will become partly to mostly sunny with a high reaching the lower 80s. Mostly clear skies Friday night, low in the upper 50s to near 60, and plenty of sunshine is expected on Saturday with a high again in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So you go, and the leading edge has already passed us and is headed down toward Navasota right now. There's a little bit of shower activity in Brenham, which is separate and apart from this. And then, like we told you, probably about 80 miles behind this is a second band of showers that has a leading edge, at least right now, not quite as strong as this. But, you know, it's going to heat up a little bit today. Going to get warmer. And that'll kind of make things a little more difficult, I guess. British Council survey has found that Shakespeare is more popular outside the UK. Who knew that? The real story. McDonald's is smothering the reports about the new Missouri restaurant that's going to test the all-you-can-eat French fries thing, saying that the endless spuds will only be available for a limited time to promote the site's scheduled July grand opening. So, there. The buzz is around, reported the test of the unlimited fries for customers at St. Joe's, Missouri location, but the McDonald's spokesperson said no such test in the works. It's just going to be for the grand opening. I guess that day, huh?
Since we're talking about food deals,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy John's today, Customer Appreciation Day, Dollar Sub Day.
Really?
Yep, numbers 1 through 6 in-store only.
Numbers 1 through 6, what does that mean?
That's how they have sandwiches.
They're
different varieties.
Oh, I got you. Okay, all right. Well, there. Okay, we'll look forward to that. Okay. And there's beer in Bryan this weekend. I don't know if you heard about that.
Frankenfest!
Yeah, there's beer actually in Bryan all the time, but they're doing something different. And
special
Amanda's,
beers.
Yeah, Amanda's here this morning from Downtown Bryan Association. How are you?
I'm well.
Okay. There's a lot of Firkin beer in Bryan.
Yeah, there is a lot of beer. Put your headphones on. They're talking about you. No, they're not really. But they're, no, they're just talking, actually. But no, they were talking about it. They like the idea of something called Frankenfest, which is what it's called.
Right, yes.
They have the best T-shirts ever.
What is it? What does the T-shirt say?
So it says Downtown Bryan Frankenfest on the front, and on the back it says Downtown Bryan is Firkin awesome.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so now what is all... Now, see, Patrick, Patrick, in addition to vaping with a corncob pipe and like making his own soap in the backyard, has also been a brewer. He's done beer before, so I think he was kind of jazzed when he heard about this thing, right? He told me what a firkin was. Firkins, they're making up words here. but it's a real deal, right?
Yes, we actually had to start saying, like, yes, firkin is indeed a real word. We're not making this up. It's a legit beer term.
Yeah. So what this is going to be is an opportunity to try beer that really won't be available any other place?
Correct. Yeah, we have brewers from all across the state that have pretty much made beer just for this festival.
Wow.
So it's not beer that you can walk in and buy at the store. Sometimes you would be able to get this at like the actual tap rooms of the breweries if you were to go there, but we're kind of bringing it all to one place. So these guys have been working on it from anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months about developing this beer.
And so the firkin is actually the thing that the beer is in, the like the keg, if
yes,
you will, right?
Yes, okay. Most of them kind of look like small barrels, like wine barrels or whiskey barrels, but they're small enough that you can sit them on top of a table.
So how's the setup going to work on Saturday?
So we have two different ticket levels. So if you are a VIP and you purchase that ticket, you get to come in an hour early. They'll tap those firkins, and you get to kind of, it's a smaller group, so you get to chat with those brewers, talk about how they made it, what you taste, and really get that one-on-one time with them.
Beer geeks.
Yes.
For beer geeks.
Yes. Okay. And so we've limited those number of tickets, so we want it to be a small group.
Sure.
And you get the Firkin Awesome shirt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, have fun. Okay, all right.
And then everybody else, general admission opens up at 3. So there's 3 hours. We have 11 breweries, and you just get to walk around and chat with them.
Each brewery bring one beer. Is that what they're doing?
Correct. Okay. Yep.
Now, these are they a one-off from beers that they normally make, like they make something and this is going to be like that, but they've added a flavor to it? Is that basically what they kind of do?
Most of them, yes. Deep Ellum from Dallas takes their blonde, which they sell every day. You can buy it in the store. And they put 3 different kinds of berries in it. So that's what they changed. But like Blackwater Draw has totally created an entire new line of beer that they just released at their Northgate location, and they have like been working on this for a while. So it's a totally new beer for us.
So they're local guys. They're in it, I know. New Republic is a local, and they're in it as well. Do we have any other locals that...
Those are the two big ones. Okay. The next closest one is Brazos Valley Brewing in Brenham.
In Brenham, okay. Yeah. Well, good. So having local folks in there and doing that. So what are the tickets cost?
So general admission is $35. Mm-hmm. And again, that gets you, it gets you eight tastings and... the 3 hours, and then the VIP is $65, but you get in the extra hour, you get the chat time, you get the frickin' awesome shirt,
yeah,
and you get a full-size pint glass with that as well.
And tickets are, how do they get tickets?
You can go online to downtownbrian.com, or if you're a big social media person, you can visit our Facebook page. We have a list of all the beers there. Some of the brewers are talking on how they've made their beer, and there's pictures and stuff like that.
Now, are they closing off part of a street? How's that going to work?
Correct. It's in the palace, so... inside the palace, we're going to have Tubi and the Touchstones playing all afternoon, and we're going to have a local sausage guy selling brats on a stick made with beer. Then right on the street is where the beer tin is going to be, but you have to come in through the palace and have a ticket to get into that.
And they don't do many of these. Firkenfests don't happen very often.
No, there's actually only three other in the state. Wow. And so two are in Houston and one's in Dallas.
Oh, cool. Well, hey, the big city idea comes to downtown Bryan.
Right,
huh?
Exactly.
All right, so there you go. More information, again, the website.
DowntownBrian.com.
All right, great. Thanks. Appreciate it, Amanda.
Yeah.
Yep, that's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Gary and Francis Spivey for their overwhelming support of the community. Since 2010, the Freedom Roof Project has provided local families in need with the cost of roof replacement. Selfless giving and local community service shown by Gary and Francis help make Bryan College Station a great place to live. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Gary and Francis Spivey for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Ready, set, go. Will your lawnmower get off the starting line that quick? If you're not sure, then it might be time to let the folks over at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment take a quick peek under the hood. Spring is around the corner and you want to be ready. Now is the time. Spring inspections on mowers start at $79. Inspections include tune-up kit, power wash, and more. Give those guys a call. Be ready to mow this season. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
817, News Talk 1620, WTAW. This is wild. North Carolina newspaper, Fayetteville Observer, has a crazy look at how a 20-year-old man successfully lived in the barracks at Fort Bragg for months despite never having served in the military.
Whoa.
Huh? This is a little scary, really. His ruse was apparently so successful, he even started assigning rooms to new soldiers and conducting room inspections. Man.
That's mildly brilliant. Scary, but brilliant.
Yeah. The information comes from a lengthy Army report, which doesn't identify the suspect, obtained via a Freedom of Information Act request by the Observer, which believes the suspect is one Tristan Chase. The scam was up for the suspect, who had some knowledge about the way things go in the military, and was able to obviously fool numerous soldiers. When he was stopped on suspicion of a DUI last December on Fort Bragg, found in possession of numerous ID cards. An investigation into his true identity ended in his arrest on suspicion of criminal trespass a few days later. The report found the suspect got a room key for the barracks from a soldier who felt badly for him because he was homeless. He then posed as an explosive ordnance disposal specialist with the 3rd Special Forces Group. When he was confronted by an officer immediately before his arrest, he was standing with other soldiers and claimed, "A supervisor told me to get these guys straight." Is that bizarre?
Yeah.
I mean, and again, it's an interesting story and in some ways humorous, but at the same time, the fact that he's able to be on a military facility when he's got no business being there. I'm guessing they're probably looking into security situations of Fort Bragg.
Yeah.
Probably a chance at that. All right, it's 819.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The number of workers who applied for new unemployment benefits declined last week to the lowest level in 43 years. Initial claims for jobless benefits fell by 6,000. The 4-week average, which smooths out volatility, dropped by 4,500. Yum Brands' quarterly profit rose 8% as the parent company of KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell saw sales improve in the embattled China unit it plans to spin off. The China unit has been hit by food scares and marketing missteps in recent years. There will be a new installment of the movie Blade Runner in the near future. Ridley Scott will be the executive producer for the project, which is due in theaters in October of 2017. Harrison Ford will return to the movie, joined by Ryan Gosling and Robin Wright. New York City has approved a proposal for a 1,000-foot skyscraper in Brooklyn. The 73-story apartment tower would be nearly twice as tall as any other building in the borough. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. That's your money now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to talk about things going on with the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Mary's here this morning. How are you today?
Just fine. Thanks, Scott.
Let's look back first. Premier Market was last weekend. And again, that's something that, while a fairly new event, is a lot of folks look forward to it.
Absolutely. We were just jam-packed with people, which is exactly what we wanted. And lots of people had a wonderful time buying and seeing their friends and neighbors there. And it was great. It's successful for us, so we couldn't have had a better weekend.
And the next concert you have coming up is going to be on Sunday, and this is one of those where people will tap their feet and probably kind of sing along a little bit under their breath, because you're going to do a lot of Gershwin. Huh?
Absolutely. Everyone's going to recognize all of these pieces. Every piece is by George Gershwin, and it's, you know, like Rhapsody in Blue and American in Paris. You've seen all those, heard all those, and it's going to be a great concert. We have a Brazilian pianist. His name is Alexander Docine. And so that's going to be our season finale. And also at that concert, we will announce the next season, which I think everybody's going to be very excited about when they hear about. There's a couple of little special surprises at it.
And your Sunday concert, you have a sponsor there.
Well, of course, CHI St. Joseph is our season sponsor. And the sponsor for this particular concert is a brand new one to us. It's Population Survey Analyst. So we're very excited about their support and about their support of the symphony. So we thank both entities and can't hardly wait for the concert.
So that's coming up this Sunday. And then, of course, another great event, fun event, national award-winning event. It's Derby Days. It'll be right around the corner.
Absolutely. All these fundraisers, they're what make it possible for us to be able to do all these concerts. And Derby Day is no exception. It's our big gala, and it's we like to think it's the most fun gala. We watch the Derby Day together. Excuse me, we watch the Kentucky Derby together and have a wonderful time that night. It's just fun. It's a fun gala.
So if they want some more information about the concert, which is coming up on Sunday, or Derby Days, what do they do?
One of two things. You can go to our website at bvso.org, or you can call our office at 979-696-6100. And we'd love to see you at the concert. And if you'd like to come to Derby Day, we'd love to see you there. Just give a call to us.
Okay, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 825. So for 1 week and 1 week only, next week, the 26th through the 30th, at David Gardner's, treat your jewelry to the ultimate DG scrub down. Bring your jewelry and let David Gardner's thoroughly inspect it, clean it, polish it to the highest standards to make sure it looks just the way it really should. And some pieces you know need a little rejuvenation, and some you may not, so you may be surprised. But you can rejuvenate your jewelry during the DG Scrub Down, which is coming up next weekend. Appointments are recommended, but they're not required. So if you want to do that so that it's timely for everybody concerned, give them a call at 260-0800, 268-0800. At David Gardner's, kind of make your appointment, kind of block out your time to do that. And, of course, while you're there, have a look around at what's new and different. Don't forget that Mother's Day is right around the corner. It'll be here before you know it, guys. So think about that, and ladies as well, for that that mom in your life. And, again, especially if you're a first-year mom, great way to commemorate that with something from David Gardner's. But remember, the Scrub Down coming up next week, April 26th through 30th. David Gardner's, 911 University.
Hi, Bubba Dixon, your friend from Tom Light Chevrolet here with a simple proposition. You could wake up early and waste a whole day looking all over for a Chevy deal, or search TomLight.com and discover hundreds of vehicles within minutes. There you'll find over 250 vehicles to choose from, including a triple-digit selection of Chevy's best-selling truck, Chevy Silverado, and a great assortment of GM certified pre-owns with remaining factory warranty and an extra 12 months and 12,000 miles included, plus 2 years of free oil changes. Best of all, every single car, truck, or SUV comes with Tom Light's most competitive pricing. The choice is clear. Take the TomLight.com challenge or visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
City's Microbial Signatures. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. We each have our own unique microbial community living inside of us. But what about the places where we live and work? A new study in the journal M Systems reports that cities have their own distinctive microbial signatures as well. Northern Arizona University bioinformaticist Greg Caparaiso and his team collected microbes from office buildings in San Diego, Toronto, and Flagstaff for a year.
The individual offices within a city were very similar to one another in their microbial compositions, but across cities, the offices were different from one another. In other words, the offices in Flagstaff looked different than the offices in Toronto.
Caparaiso says understanding these differences could help planners design indoor spaces that minimize opportunities for rare, harmful microbes to establish themselves indoors. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
If you're caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's, you're not alone. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center invites you to attend the Alzheimer's Support Group, held on the third Tuesday of every month at 6:30 p.m. Share stories and seek advice from others to find the assistance and reassurance you need. The support group is open to the public at Hudson Creek, located at 3850 Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Please RSVP by calling the office at 979-774-0700. License number 102654.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Kim Commando here with information that all business owners need to hear. The mighty Yahoo was once worth billions. Today, many analysts believe that its core business has a negative net value. How could this happen? The Washington Post investigated. First, Yahoo allowed its best and brightest employees to be lured away to competitors. The management failed to recognize the rise of social networks. They ignored the exploding popularity of smartphones and tablets, while their biggest competitors, Facebook and Google, embraced them. When Yahoo finally responded, it was a knee-jerk reaction, They vastly overpaid for the websites Tumblr and Reddit, then lacked the ability to run either one. In a panic, they hired Katie Couric at $10 million a year to bring them news credibility. But she's nowhere to be seen. Audiences never materialized. Right now, perhaps Yahoo's most valuable service is to simply serve as a warning to other business owners. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Every day, there's news about viruses and Trojans, rootkits, and criminals infecting PCs. That's why you need Kaspersky Total Security. It reacts in real time to protect you against known threats, even those that may not have been identified yet. Say something's on your PC, trying to access a folder it doesn't belong in. Kaspersky Total Security stops it, analyzes it, blocks it, or lets it go if it's safe. All in real time and without slowing down your PC. And Kaspersky developed a technology called Safe Money that gives you layers of protection when you're banking and shopping online. It makes sure a site is legit and safe, your transaction isn't intercepted, and more. Kaspersky has won more awards and more tests than any other security software provider. That's why I trust Kaspersky Total Security here at the studios and also on my computers, phone, and tablet, too. As a Kim Commando listener, you get the best deal offered anywhere. 50% off plus a bonus 6 months, too. Learn more at Kaspersky.com/Kim. That's Kaspersky.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. 60 degrees right now at the studios as the rain rolls in. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. For the fifth time in the last 12 years, the College Station School District is changing campus boundaries, but it's the first time lines will be redrawn for the two high schools, and it was part of a three-hour discussion by the school board Monday night. Board President Valerie Yokin brought up public comments about students in the purple intermediate and middle schools going to College Station High and those in the maroon buildings going to Consolidated.
One thing that is not a fact is low SES does not necessarily equal bad behavior. I think it's important to say that. We see in the news about affluenza. That, you know, that is not low SES, and that was bad behavior. So we have to be clear that that is not the case.
Dr. Yokin also brought up a nearly equal division of choice between the high schools.
Whether it be students of faculty who their parents were given the choice of where they were going to move them to school, or maybe it was a choice of one of the programs that you wanted to participate in. And of all of the families that had a choice, 52% picked purple and 48% picked maroon.
Carol Barrett suggested removing the purple and maroon paint from the 5th through 8th grade buildings.
That's a lot of paint and a lot of money. It would probably eliminate this division that starts very early.
A 39-member committee appointed Tuesday night will recommend the new boundaries for 5th through 12th grade schools, along with when changes will be implemented at the high schools. Earlier this month, Texas A&M President Michael Young addressed faculty on a number of issues. Yesterday, Young addressed the university's staff.
You're the wheels on the bus. It may be a great bus. It's not going anywhere or doing anything without staff. How central you are to this university, I cannot overstate.
Young covered two main points during the staff forum: how to grow staff in the mission-critical areas and how to better support the staff. During the Q&A session, Young was not shocked to receive a question about parking. Why are rates increasing but conditions of lots are not improving? Young says in the past, rates have plateaued until a crisis hits and then had to spike up.
Trying to build in a more smaller percentage increase that occurs on sort of an annual basis for the next 3 or 4 years, and part of it devoted to try to improve some of those parking lots.
Young says other goals include increasing connectivity between East and West Campus while also creating a more walkable campus, which requires a very effective transportation system. One idea presented at a recent tech conference.
Could we create a bus system run by autonomous vehicles so it would be very regular, make sure we can all get to where we need to get, but leave our cars a bit on the periphery of campus and create a much more open, green campus?
You can go online to WTAW.com to hear Young's entire presentation. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Two armed robberies were reported to Bryan Police on Tuesday. The first took place around 3 a.m. at the Fast Start convenience store at Highway 21 and West William Joe Bryan. No demands were made and no property was taken. You can see surveillance video online at WTAW.com. The second, just after 8 p.m., was at a home on Cottage Grove Circle. A man said he was robbed at gunpoint and assaulted by four men. one he knew, and three strangers. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Last December, a federal judge found the Texas foster care system to be broken. Yesterday, a state Senate committee discussed ways to fix it.
Judge Janice Graham Jack concluded the state's foster care system was abusive to the point of unconstitutionality.
30,000 children plus are screaming for help and have no chance of being normal past the age of 18. It's just got to get simpler, and we may be the problem.
In the Health and Human Services Committee hearing, State Senator Lois Colcor says finding mental health care for these kids is too difficult. Family Protective Services Commissioner John Specia says foster care redesign is in the works.
Caseloads are too high. Staff are leaving in frustration. We have too many preventable child fatalities.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
State budget directors are closely watching the decline in the oil and gas industry. A fall in oil prices has brought Texas drilling to a standstill. Texas Comptroller Glenn Hagar says taxes collected from energy and manufacturing companies make up a big chunk of the state's budget.
The contraction in the oil and gas industry has obviously been a drag on the economic growth here in Texas. And in the near term, it's most likely in the next few years, Texas is not going to outgrow or outpace the U.S. economy.
Hagar and the Legislative Budget Board are not predicting a shortfall at this point, but do say things will be tight. Also threatening the state budget are several lawsuits, like the school finance court battle. The Texas prison system is reviewing what it calls a tentative discussion from the Food and Drug Administration to block an alternative drug used in executions. Spokesman Jason Clark says the decision to keep the state from getting sodium thiopental is not vital to keeping the system from following execution orders.
That's something that we currently don't use. We had previously used it in a three-drug protocol. Right now, we just use pentobarbital, a single drug.
And there's enough of a supply to carry out scheduled executions, but Clark says the system is exploring its options regarding future importation of execution drugs. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 60 degrees. You can text us your news, tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Let's do weather, 8:37. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Mostly cloudy skies are expected this afternoon with scattered showers and thunderstorms once again, high in the upper 70s. Partly to mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms gradually ending tonight, low in the lower 60s. Becoming partly to mostly sunny on Friday, a little milder with a high in the lower 80s. Clear skies are expected Friday night, low in the upper 50s to near 60. And mostly sunny on Saturday with a high in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sir Paul McCartney is the richest musical Brit for the second year in a row. Sunday Times Music Rich List, that's what it's called, for 2016. Paul's worth combined with his wife, Nancy Chevelle, for a total of a little more than $1.08 billion. Beats out Lord Andrew Weber at $1.02 billion.
I wonder how much of his is just mailbox money.
Yeah, I think so. Well, and McCartney's too, probably. U2, combined fortune, is third at $716 million. Sir Elton John, $401 million. Sir Mick Jagger, $337 million, rounding out the top five. Rest of the top ten. Number six is interesting. George Harrison's widow. Talk about mailbox money.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. And his son, Danny. Keith Richards, Ringo Starr, Michael Flatley, Sting, and Adele. So there you are. She's got $122 million. So.
Good work if you can get it.
Yeah. rich musical Brits. Speaking of another rich Brit, the birthday girl, she's hiring a head of digital engagement. Us Weekly reports the job is fast-paced, deadline-driven, and will require sparking interest in a number of digital channels. The right candidate will receive free lunch, 33 days of vacation, complete benefits package, and $71,000 a year. But get that resume over there quick. Deadline is Sunday.
And working with Britain's most famous nonagenarian.
Yeah, well, and the rest of the family.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And they're different. You know what I'm saying? They live a different world than we do.
Wonder if you have to ask permission to pet the corgis.
Yeah, I don't know. Not sure. And well, you know, you can't speak unless spoken to.
Ah.
Hey, Queenie. Yeah, can't do that.
Can you bark back at the dogs if they bark
that,
first?
That might work. That's kind of fun. That blue diamond ring worn by former child star Shirley Temple failed to sell at Sotheby's auction.
Didn't meet the minimum.
9.54 carat ring given to her by her father when she was 12 years old. Selling somewhere in the $25 to $35 million range. Or not, since it didn't. But anyway. Yeah, I don't know what the minimum would have been on that. All right. Amy Adams. Apparently her little girl smarted off to her one too many times. She calls herself the world's meanest mom. She's selling a 1998 Dodge Ram truck for $2,750 because her daughter decided that grades don't matter.
Oof.
Mm. It was disrespectful, skipped school, and ran away from home. Apparently her last chance was on Monday, when she flaked out on classes and mom offered to give a $300 discount to somebody that'll drive the vehicle to North Branch High School every day. So there you are. See if that happens. Obviously, she's tried other stuff. Ooh, get this out of New Zealand. A nurse in New Zealand claims a pastor punched her in the face to cleanse her of demons.
Okay. Is that what it's called when you're really hot at somebody?
I guess. Hello.
So that music that Kevin will be playing, they call it country, but what is it?
Hey!
Not city.
Hey, oh! Thank you. Got your country music purist already on you, and you hadn't even gotten over it yet, have you? Hey, just saying.
I'm just pushing buttons.
Oh, okay. All right. You're not deciding what to play?
I'm just pushing buttons.
Oh, all right. We have things for that. Anyway, so back to this lady gets punched in the face. Katina Chavisa attended a service at Auckland's South Community Center, Brown South Community Center, on April the 3rd. That's where the pastor, O Moyo, that's his name, the pastor of the Divine Apostolic Ministries, allegedly slapped her three times and punched her three times, leaving her dizzy. Claims that the holy man hit her so hard that her face became swollen. She had a two-day headache.
Goodness.
According to her, the priest told her, "I'm going to hit this demon out of you." Okay. Now, remember Ernest Ainsley? Remember, did you ever see Ernest Ainsley?
Uh-uh.
They called him the bopper.
Heel!
Yeah, I mean, he'd hit him with the heel of his hand, and then he'd have assistants who'd catch you when you fell down. He used to be fun to watch. He's funny. Fun guy. I've never heard of this guy, but it's not safe on the streets of Chicago sometimes a day.
Most of the times of the day.
Yeah. Damon Dawson, also known as the aspiring rapper Foreign Life, L-Y-F-E, just earned his street cred the hard way. Shot and killed while filming his new video on Chicago's South Side.
Goodness.
A friend on the set said the camera was filming when the gunman approached and opened fire, hitting Dawson in the back of the head and killing him instantly. Four other people, also shot, listed in serious but stable condition. Police investigating and reviewing the footage to find the suspect. No arrests have been made.
Oh, my.
That's it. Hey, you know, man, who's the mayor? Oh, never mind. Hello.
Hey, so is Kevin gonna have like some kind of cool country DJ nickname like Cowboy Kevin or Corral Kevin?
Dusty Bottoms.
He's gonna be Dusty Bottoms.
No, I'm not.
Oh, dang.
The shortened to KO some of the time, but I'm still just Kevin.
All right, Kevin's going to Maverick. He's starting on next week. So
busy.
There you go. That's exactly right. A police call ninja burglar has reportedly confessed to over 100 burglaries.
Ninja burglar?
Yep, burglar. Yep.
Love that.
Robert Constanzo, accused of committing the crimes all over upstate New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Prosecutors say he covertly entered occupied homes using a ladder and wearing black clothes and a face mask. Originally pled not guilty, but he's back in court today where he's expected to change his plea to guilty.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, except I did. Now he's proud of it.
Yeah.
I did do it. I was good at it.
That's right. Just because you studied law doesn't mean that you can get a break. Michelle Lynn Bachman, 39 years old, an attorney from Billings, Montana, arrested on suspicion of DUI. As if that's not bad enough, she had three children in the car with her.
Oh, that's a felony.
Yeah, way to go, Einstein. Pulled over by the Montana Highway Patrol, found an open bottle of vodka in the car, and she tested three times the legal limit. No word as to whether or not she's going to represent herself.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Bachman should have overturned her drive.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. 8:45. Well, this is a little disquieting. Apparently, Russian attack submarines are out in bigger numbers than ever before. And if I can close this damn ad that popped in front of the story. Thank you.
It was almost so seamless.
Yeah, Russian attack subs, the most in two decades, prowling the coastlines of Scandinavia and Scotland, the Mediterranean Sea, and the North Atlantic, in what Western military officials say is a significantly increased presence aimed at contesting U.S. and NATO undersea dominance. Just saying. U.S. Navy's top commander, that's Admiral Mark Ferguson, said that last fall, the intensity of Russian submarine patrols had risen by almost 50% over the past year, citing public remarks by the Russian Navy chief. Analysts say that tempo has not changed since then. Okay, like a Tom Clancy story come to life there.
Yeah, that's, no kidding.
That's the way they tell the stories there. So apparently that would be the truth.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click Brazos Valley FootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
About 12 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
Hey, there is a tree down across Highway 30 between Carlos and Rome's Prairie.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
that.
Got that. All right. Slow down. Watch out for that. It was pretty spectacular wind that came in with this leading edge of this stuff, which is marching slowly. Fortunately, behind it, it's not quite as heavy. And we did mention there's some more rain back behind that that's about to hit the Santonia area and kind of moving this way. So a second round this afternoon. And it did get here right at 8 o'clock, pretty much. Mm-hmm. We had kind of guesstimated that. And
you nailed it.
Yeah. Look for former All My Children and Days of Our Lives star Chrishell Stahls.
Brown.
Yeah. To segue over to join CBS's soap The Young and the Restless. Whoa! Starting next month.
Where's the organ music?
I know. TV Line says she'll be playing a young woman who relishes the chance to push things to the limit and live dangerously as long as she's not the one who gets burned.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Kelly Ripa is not happy.
No, she is MIA, too.
Man. Apparently, Michael Strahan, is that his
Correct.
Name? Okay, who's you know, made a name for himself. He's really done a lot of different things. Is now moving over to Good Morning America. And apparently she didn't know, and she's not happy, so she has started her vacation. So she's on vacay right now.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. On the bright side, rumors are swirling she's already working on a short list of replacements.
Well, they're also talking about shortening the length of the show and making Good Morning America longer, which didn't make her happy either.
Uh-oh. Anderson Cooper is on the top of the list, by the way. So did you hear Kim Komando this morning about Yahoo? That was really kind of interesting. Well, and it proves that there are cycles to everything. That, you know, there was a time when Yahoo was a really big deal. And I'd even forgotten that they decided they were going to try to have a news presence, and they paid Katie Couric $10 million.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, and she really didn't ever do anything. I don't follow it, but it is interesting that you take something that seemed to be on everybody's tongue a few years ago is now pretty much in a negative cash flow situation. So now you can see the sinking of the Titanic and what it looked like in real time. A video game company called Vintage Digital Revival has released a realistic, detailed video showing the Titanic tragedy from both inside and outside the ship. Last 2 hours and 41 minutes, the time it actually took for the ship to go down back in 1912. Reenactment starts just before the Titanic hits the iceberg that ends with the ship being fully submerged. The graphics, part of an upcoming game called Titanic Honor and Glory, which allows players to see what it was like to be aboard the ship during the disaster. So,
just fast forward to having looked at it, fast forward to the last 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's where all the good stuff is. Yeah. Bubble, bubble, bubble. Okay.
The rest of it, you're just looking at a ship slowly
going down. All right. So who knew that stealing soda would be such a problem? A young male at a McDonald's in Arkansas with a couple of friends, when he hit the drive-thru, they all ordered water, went in the parking lot, dumped the water out, and went back in and filled the cups up with soda. Manager approached them, told them that they were stealing and they needed to return the soda. Two of them did, but one, Cody Morris, who's 18, refused. He went outside, tried to drive away. Manager tried to block the car. Morris ended up hitting him twice before driving away. Police did catch him and arrested him for felony robbery. Thank you very much. All right, so it's San Jacinto Day, muster. You know, back in the day, boys, they used to do the muster on the front lawn of the system building. It was a small enough gathering at that time that you could, you know. Back it was mandatory corps and all that kind of stuff. But they would, I remember going to a couple of musters where the speaker was on the steps of the system building. And they did that. But obviously they'll be inside. They'll be at Reed. Okay. So, all right. The Ohio State University researchers said that they have pinpointed the area of the brain that is responsible for recognizing facial expression.
Okay.
Using brain imaging on volunteers who looked at pictures of people making faces that were disgusted, happy, surprised, fearful, and so on. The researchers found
the same emotions in this show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What was that? Disgusted, happy, surprised. Yeah. I don't know if fearful. I don't know. Anyway, the researchers found that the brain area responsible for recognizing those facial expressions seems to be on the right side of the brain behind your ear.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. It's the posterior superior temporal sculcus?
Mm-hmm.
Sculcus, maybe.
Or the emoji zone for short.
That's what I was thinking. Your emoji spot. Call it the emoji spot. U.S. News and World Report said they also found that nerve patterns within the PSTS seem programmed to recognize movements in certain areas of the face. For example, one neural pattern identifies eyebrow movements. Another detects a smile and so on. Study suggests our brain kind of decodes facial expressions by adding up the key muscle movements in the face.
Huh.
So that's rather complicated, isn't it?
Very.
Again, well, but And maybe that portion of my brain doesn't work because I look at emojis and go, what the hell is that supposed to be?
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 23rd, it's common diseases of Texas goats and sheep. Knowledge of common diseases and their symptoms are crucial to a good herd health program. Whether it's a commercial herd or youth project, this class will help design a program with prevention in mind. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Hi, Bubba Dixon, your friend from Tom Light Chevrolet here with a simple proposition. You could wake up early and waste a whole day looking all over for a Chevy deal, or search TomLight.com and discover hundreds of vehicles within minutes. There you'll find over 250 vehicles to choose from, including a triple-digit selection of Chevy's best-selling truck, Chevy Silverado, and a great assortment of GM certified pre-owns with remaining factory warranty and an extra 12 months and 12,000 miles included, plus 2 years of free oil change. Best of all, every single car, truck, or SUV comes with Tom Light's most competitive pricing. The choice is clear. Take the TomLight.com challenge or visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here are the details on what we talked about earlier today. A pooch thought to be the world's oldest has passed away. Australian dairy farmer Brian McLaren says his dog Maggie, an Australian Kelpie, died peacefully in her sleep Tuesday morning at the age of 30. 30. Wow. Mm. And was doing pretty well. Went downhill fast over the weekend. But aside from that, she'd been out wandering around. That's okay. In celebration of Disney's 100th original movie, Adventures in Babysitting, coming this summer, the cast is hosting a special four-day Memorial Day weekend marathon.
That's sad.
Classic to current. Well, classics will be okay.
No, I mean that is the 100th movie is a remake of another movie.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, while we're in case you've been living in a dungeon, you should know that season 6 of HBO's soap opera With Swords debuts on Sunday.
Dun, dun, dun.
If you don't subscribe to HBO or you have no luck borrowing HBO passwords, yeah, there's good news. HBO will make itself free for non-subscribers this weekend from Friday night until Sunday night.
Wow.
Yeah, weekend is packed with more than just soap opera and swords. Beyonce offering up a special event called Lemonade, and Jurassic World airs on Saturday night.
Well, that's convenient.
So, yeah. And Cinemax access is also included in the promotion. So.
Wow.
Nice. There. Got that going on if you want to do that. You can watch TV like that. I love this. Just over half of U.S. Americans live in a county with an unhealthy level of polluted air.
What does that mean?
According to a new report from the American Lung Association, the news is even worse if you live almost anywhere in California. So, just letting you know.
But they have all those tags that tell you that certain things cause cancer, but only in California.
Yeah, that's it. But there you go. No, it could be worse in California.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hackers don't need to do complicated things to try to break into your computer. The study by researchers at the University of Illinois found that nearly half of people who find a USB drive will plug it into their computer and open the file.
Uh-huh.
Just because they're curious. And
don't do that.
No, not the smartest thing in the world to do. This date, 1789, John Adams was sworn in as the first vice president of the United States. And 1918, the Red Baron was killed in action in World War I.
Rick Tovin.
Uh-huh. And with massive hoopla, Geraldo Rivera hosted...
Geraldo.
Hosted a live TV opening of Al Capone's Sealed Vault. That was in 1986.
That was the biggest TV fail ever.
That's an hour of my life I'll never
get
back.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. All right, Kevin, thanks for being here for a couple of years, and we'll see you over on Maverick. WTAW, College Station, Brian.